Adventures in Research. What does he know? An obscure country doctor. Let him take care of these cows and horses. We'll look after human lives.
That's right.
This is Paul Shannon transcribing another fascinating tale of science by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratory. Today's story, The Plague Conqueror.
It's a monster. First my husband, then my sister, and now my little boy.
So unsafe. Look at my face. That's right. Shrink away from me, like all the rest.
I can't see your face. You see, I've got it too. I'm blind now, for life.
...1776, and England is in the grip of a dread plague that stalked the land. Invisible and fatal, it took its toll of men, women, and children. Men called it smallpox. To the home of Dr. Edward Jenner, a young country doctor practicing in his native town of Barkley, Gloucestershire, came a young woman.
Come in, young lady. Don't be afraid.
I came to get some advice from you, Dr. Jenner.
Yes? And what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, nothing too serious. Just constant headaches and a sort of dull feeling. It's hard to tell, but...
What work do you do?
I'm a milkmaid, sir.
I see. Well, sit in this chair and let's see if we can find what's causing this headache and this dull feeling. Well, my dear, nothing much wrong with you. Just take these, and I'm sure you'll be all right. Now, if you had the smallpox, that might be different.
Oh, I won't have smallpox, Doctor.
Indeed? What makes you think you won't?
I can't have it. I've had cowpox.
Cowpox? I don't understand. Why, is that a reason for not contracting smallpox?
Why, Dr. Jenner, everybody knows that if you catch cowpox, you'll never catch smallpox.
Indeed? Very interesting observation, woman. Very interesting. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, Doctor.
Very interesting. But I wonder how true it is. What possible connection could there be between cowpox and smallpox, if any? We already know that if anyone has ever had smallpox recovered, that person will never have it again, but... have the two diseases in common. What? Can it be that the two diseases, cowpox and smallpox, are one and the same thing, taking two forms, one in cows and the other in human beings? I must know more. I must.
Dr. Jenner spent the next few weeks talking to the simple country folk of the community, asked questions, and found that it was true, as the milkmaid had said, that if anyone caught cowpox, they were immune against smallpox. Next, he visited the farms and pastures, observing carefully. At one farm...
Here, what's this? On this horse's hoof, see?
Oh, that's the disease, Dr. Jenner. Huh? I noticed that the other day.
Is this the only animal affected with it?
Well, no, Dr. Jenner, it isn't. This horse got it, and... it's spread among the cows and the hogs. It's quite an epidemic, you might say.
Then why in heaven's name didn't you tell somebody about it?
Well, there's nothing anybody can do, and it's happened before, and
Doctor,
so I...
Dr. Jenner, I ran all the way to tell you.
Tell me what?
Down in the village. It's a regular epidemic. Smallpox.
Smallpox?
What's that in your hands, young woman?
That's just cowpox. I've had it before. I don't worry about that, but... smallpox.
I have an idea that right here on this horse's hoof is the source of this smallpox. Right here is where it starts.
At a meeting of important doctors in London, It's a letter from a Dr. Edward Jenner, gentlemen, submitting a report on the source of smallpox. He claims that the disease starts among animals, cows, horses, and so forth, as cowpox, then spreads to humans in another form, smallpox. However, he states that person is lucky who catches the disease from these animals, for then he has it in the mildest form, and also is rendered immune against the terrible human form of the disease, smallpox.
Who is this Dr. Edward Jenner that he knows so much?
A country doctor, gentlemen. I think we can safely lay this scientific document aside and continue our discussion of, shall we say, saner affairs.
Rebuffed by the eminent London physicians, Dr. Jenner, nevertheless, fired with the importance and meaning of his discovery, determined to put it to the test, discussed it with his wife.
Catherine, I'm convinced that my diagnosis is a true one.
I'm right. I knew it. But
then what's troubling you, Edward?
I've made various experiments, up to now, on animals, you know. But I've got to know about humans. I've got to make a test.
Yes?
Don't you see, I can't ask other people to risk their lives in an experiment that might fail. And I myself am immune against smallpox.
And you want me to?
No, not you, Catherine. Our son.
Our little boy? Oh, but Edward, we can't. Suppose he should...
He won't, Catherine. I promise he won't. It's not only for us, Catherine. It's for all those poor people who live in dread of the disease. The mothers who live in constant dread of it. For her husband and child.
You're right, Edward. We have them to think of. And you are a doctor. They look to you for help. All right, Edward. When do you want me to bring...
Now. As soon as I can get the injection ready.
Very well. I'll get him when you're ready.
I filled this with swine pox. It's just a mild form of the disease and will scarcely bother him at all. You'll see. Take off his coat, please. It's done. That didn't hurt a bit, did it, Edward? The little man didn't even cry.
My brave little Edward. And now what?
We'll have to wait a few days and see what develops. I'm sure nothing will. He won't even be sick at all.
Dr. Jenner was right. The boy suffered hardly any sickness at all. A few days later...
I'm ready for the final injection, Catherine. This injection will tell the story. It's the smallpox vaccine itself, straight from the arm of a little boy who has the smallpox.
But, oh, Edward, are you sure that if anything were to happen to our little boy...
We must have faith, Catherine. If I'm right, think of all the thousands of little boys whose lives may be saved. Right on. That's right. Sit in now, my son. Now all we can do is wait... and pray. It's done.
Days, anxious days followed as Dr. Jenner hovered about his son, noted his every reaction, waiting for the best and fearing the worst. At last...
We've won, Catherine. We've won, and I was right. Madam, our son is now immune against smallpox.
Oh, Edward...
Now I have work to do. Experiment, study. I've proved it to myself. Now I'll prove it to the world.
For the next 7 long years, Dr. Jenner worked, studied, experimented. He had proved that either swinepox or cowpox vaccine would prevent smallpox in humans. And yet there were many vexing questions to be answered.
How much vaccine should be used? And what is the right time to use it? And how?
More study, more experiments, more research, more study. And then on May 14th, 1796...
Here is the boy, Dr. Jenner, as healthy a boy as can be found. His name is James Phipps, 8 years old.
All right, James. You look like a very brave lad. This little needle won't hurt you a bit. Just like a pinprick. And then I have a bag of goodies here for you. Hold your arm steady now. Just for a second.
There you are. All finished. You're a very brave lad, James. And here are your goodies.
Well, gentlemen, this boy has been given an injection of smallpox vaccine.
Tell me, Dr. Jenner, what's the next step in your experiment?
Nothing to do now but wait and watch for the results of the inoculation. A few days will tell.
You realize, of course, Dr. Jenner, that you're solely responsible for this boy's life. And should he die...
He won't die, gentlemen. Nor will he ever have the smallpox. You have my word for that.
James Phipps remained healthy and well. And overnight, the name and fame of Dr. Edward Jenner spread. Was on everyone's lips.
It's wonderful news. I feel as though a great load has fallen off my shoulders. No more smallpox.
Well, we'll still have smallpox, but now we have something to fight it with, thanks to this Dr. Jenner.
I'm going to have my little Herbert vaccinated, and right away, too.
You'll have to hurry up, then. I was vaccinated this very morning, and there was a crowd at the doctor's house then. Must be bigger by now. Better hurry.
From the little community of Barclay in the western part of England, the news about Dr. Jenner's discovery spread throughout the world. Russia, Germany, France. As for Jenner himself, though fame, honors, and money were offered to him, he remained in his little country house, busy with his patients, his nature studies, and his book.
Edward, I wish you would... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were busy writing.
It's all right, Catherine. I'm preparing a book on vaccination. Rather an imposing title, don't you think?
Inquiry into the cause and the effects of the variola vaccina. Imposing? It's frightening. And I haven't the least idea what it means.
Well, Catherine, my learned friends in London will, I'm sure. You know, I'm still rather, not annoyed, but hurt by the attitude they took when I was conducting my vaccine experiment.
Well, you don't have to worry about their opinion anymore, Edward. You have the whole world very gratefully at your feet.
That reminds me, Catherine. It's about time for my patients to be gathering. No rest for the weary, eh, my dear?
In Dr. Jenner's vaccine discovery, gentlemen, we have a potent weapon against disease. He has shown us the way. Dr. Jenner conquered smallpox, a disease which used to kill or cripple or disable in some way one person out of every four. Why, then, can we not use a similar method to stamp out other diseases? There are many diseases the human body is heir to, gentlemen. Typhoid, diphtheria, and others. Vaccines, as Dr. Jenner points out, strengthen the blood and cells of the body so that they are more powerful than the disease. They're our best weapon against these enemies. Let us find them and use them.
Thus, an obscure country doctor pointed the way to further advances in medical science. Few men in the long history of the world have saved as many lives as Dr. Edward Jenner, discoverer of one of mankind's greatest boons, vaccination. The man who conquered the dread scourge, smallpox, through his great humanitarian adventure in research. And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratory. Join us again next week for another transcribed adventure in research.